Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things, they are love come to an end.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Kiplinger has an outstanding website, kiplinger.com. I hope you'll check it out, too. It's really good stuff there, folks. A lot of good stuff. I use it all the time. And I also get to go to the back of the website. I get to go deep into the website because I'm a subscriber to their publications, like the Kiplinger Letter, like the one that Joan and I talk about every week. And Joan Pride is with us. She's senior editor at the Kiplinger Editors. Joan, the website is outstanding. The publications are even better. The Kiplinger Letter is weekly. It's the flagship document and comes out every Friday. And then the three biweekly letters, the tax letter, the agriculture letter, and the biofuels letter, right. And then that magazine thing.
Right, Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine.
Which has been around for 60 or so years. Mm-hmm. And that's available on newsstands. And how about that phone number?
Oh, our phone number, our toll-free number is 800-544-0155.
And don't forget to ask for the 30-day free trial. And so check out their stuff. It's good stuff. And if you don't like it, they'll give you your money back.
You bet.
Hey, Joan, financial services, that's a big thing on the news right now.
Yes.
The president he's taking on the banks, isn't he? And,
sure is.
and in what's called the common term is a Glass-Steagall kind of a way. Now remind the audience about Glass-Steagall.
Gosh, back in the old days, Glass-Steagall really created a Chinese wall between banking and securities brokerage and other types of financial services. And that was repealed several years ago.
Was it 78 or something like that? I've forgotten.
No.
Was it before that?
Oh, no, after that.
After that?
I kept writing about how Glass-Steagall was going to be
revealed. So it's in the 80s? Okay, I couldn't remember.
Probably the late 80s.
Yeah. And so that opened up a whole new opportunity for big banks to get into a lot of different things. And some people think, and they may be right, that that's created some of the problems we've got right now.
Right.
And created some of the banks that are too big to fail.
Right, exactly.
And not only banks, but since situations like AIG. Which was an insurance company,
but
had a lot of counterparties, though, and so that was part of the problem. So the president's going to focus on that. They're going to start clamping down on these folks, aren't they?
They sure are.
But that's going to affect, all of that's going to include, it's going to filter down to Main Street, Joan. One of the things you point out is that there are no more instant credit approvals by retailers. Tell us about that.
Well, this is interesting because the Federal Reserve has regulations that will, I guess, start in a few weeks and will require lenders to review borrowers' incomes and debts through a third party before extending credit. And that, I mean, we say that's going to be a cumbersome process, and I think it sure will be. So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
Well, and see how this is going to affect the marketplace, Joan, is consumer credit availability and you know, and making it handy, that's all part of our economy. Whether people like it or not, that's an integral part of the way our economy flows.
Right.
And so when you throw a speed bump in front of that, maybe in some ways it's good. But and I know that some people are saying, well, that, you know, that's, we need more of that, so we have to think about borrowing money. Well, that's fine. But that's going to slow the recovery.
Yeah.
If that's what we want, I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't complain, folks, if the economy takes a little longer because we're putting these things in place. But now there's another thing here, Joan, that you report. Credit unions are going to be giving more of a green light to loan money to small businesses. Tell us about that.
Well, basically, lawmakers are going to raise the cap on loans that can be made from $50,000 to $250,000, which is pretty good. And we also say it will double the allowable volume that they can have of loans outstanding.
Right, right. And the thing is there is that this is good news for small businesses. There's this tension though. There's this war, not war, but a pretty heavy competitive situation between independent banks, which are locally owned small banks, which as you know, Joan, I think they're the lifeblood of small business, and major partners for small businesses. But I've also always said that the credit unions, folks, don't, now that credit unions are going Main Street, and not just for their local, you know, members of some company like they used to be. Now that they're doing more of that, look into the opportunity to work with a credit union. And right. So now with this expansion of how much they can lend, that's going to put credit unions are going to make them stronger. But now here's one thing that the banks don't like about that, Joan. This is the only part that they don't like about it. Two things. Yep. Number one, credit unions typically don't pay taxes.
That's true.
And banks do. The other thing is the Community Reinvestment Act.
Oh, right.
CRA, which is part of the reason why we got into this problem we're in right now, folks. Community reinvestment requires banks to loan money into blighted areas, into areas where the socioeconomic standards are situations are lower, to lower economic folks on the lower rungs of the economic ladder. They're required to make certain loans. Their credit unions are not.
Right.
And so banks just say, you know, if you're going to compete with us straight up, play by the same rules.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I don't want to carry the bank's water here, but that's the issue there. But you know what, small business owners? You don't care about that. We don't care. That's exactly right. That's let the independent community banks worry about that and the credit unions. Check out the credit unions. So Joan, the bad news is that the economy, the credit flow may be blocked a little bit in one way, but in the other way, the opening up of the credit of it, the expansion of the lines that a credit union can loan to small business, that's good news. And so folks, check that out. There's money. If you need money and you got a business model that fits, that suits a loan, and you got good credit, you can borrow money today. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.